This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
I love to always say, I took lessons. I want to be an educated idiot. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We go out to a gazillion radio stations. No, I'm just kidding. I wish, hey. Anyway, you can find out all about the show at therealside.com. That's therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. Buy my book. That's exciting, too. Buy my book. Feel free to buy my book. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved, getting involved, being involved. I really do. Anyway, the Mr. Huckabee. Yeah, I just want to jump right in because you know what? It's the last segment or the last hour. If you can go back and get it later on, it's with our pal Walt Heyer. Talks about transgenderism. He went through it, and he coaches and helps other people that not only went through it but want to come back. And you'll get some inside information as to what goes on. And again, it all stems out of me asking a simple question this week that drove a bunch of people crazy. Instead of taking your 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old and trying to make them transgender or help them achieve transgenderism or whatever the terms are used, at that young age, do your homework. That was it. That's all I was trying to say. Anyway, the Huckabee's calling for the repeal of the 17th Amendment. Before you go type it away, I'll bet you most of you don't even know what this is. I just talked to somebody about this weekend. We screw so many things up here in this country. We know so much better than our founding fathers. See, amendments were made so we could change stuff as society changed, but for the better, not for the worse. I know Rick Green doesn't agree with me on this to a big degree, but I believe that we'd have different outcomes. It'd be different if we got away with winner-take-all in the Electoral College. It was never what it was meant to be, and it was a reason for that. Because for all intents and purposes, you go right back to the popular vote that way. Whether you guys want to hear it or not, yeah, we'll talk. We'll do a whole segment on that some night, and you'll see what I mean. You'll see that I'm telling you the truth. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee on Friday called for the repeal of the 17th Amendment and a return to senators selected by what? State legislators. That's right. After the Senate GOP's effort to repeal and replace Obamacare died, the 17th Amendment was ratified in 1913 and established the popular election of senators. Before that, they were elected by legislators. They were elected to go carry the will of the people out and could be recalled at any time. Think about it. So it wasn't, you know, they're elected by the people, they're there for 6 years, ha-ha, try and stop me. The Senate's skinny repeal of Obamacare failed last week by a vote of 51-49. The bill would have repealed major parts of the Affordable Care Act, including the individual mandate, would have defunded Planned Parenthood. The vote failed after three Republican senators, John McCain, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins, that defected, and they voted against the bill. And it would have been immediately replaced the next day. Seriously. Under the Olson. We must now return to the correct way of legislating and send the bill back to committee, hold hearings, receive input from both sides of the aisle, heed the recommendations of the nation's governors, and produce a bill that finally delivers a true Affordable Health Care Act. That was according to McCain. Where he was during this whole session, I don't know, earlier, I'm not saying the bill was perfect. I'm not even saying it was close to perfect. I don't even know, truly, based on all the information I got. I do this every day. Right? I mean, trying to keep up with this. Now, with the latest vote's failure, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, he said it's time to move on. That's because he doesn't want to have to deal with it. He doesn't want another failure under his belt. What we tried to accomplish for the American people was the right thing for the country. I think the American people are going to regret that we couldn't find another way forward. No, they won't, because the next Democrat president's going to throw all kinds of money at it. Nobody's going to know there's any problems, right? I mean, think about this. Think about, again, Huckabee saying, hey, we got to go back the old way because that worked and this doesn't. There are so many things that worked the way they were originally that now don't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Evan Say is going to join me after the break. And it's a session I actually recorded earlier. But I always enjoy when I have him on with me. He's running around like a maniac. And a lot of what he says is, you know, it's applicable to what's going on now. And as I see what's going on, again, being this weekend, he was there as well. Heavy Dem presence, heavy left presence there. Extremely heavy. So you got to know how to deal with them. You have to know how they think or don't think. You know, I like to joke that they don't think, right? Doesn't mean they don't. Just means I like to joke that they don't. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, where you can watch live, where you can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do there as well. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Listen, head up to the website. Make sure you're involved and you're engaged. We have your information. Give us your email address. I send you information on the show, who's coming on, what we're going to be talking about. And it's really a boot. It's really just to give you information. It's really just to have you understand where we're going, again, what we're talking about, people we're going to have on. So you know what nights to tune in or not tune in. I don't want you tuning in on a boring night, although I don't think any of the nights are boring, frankly. This is my own personal opinion. Remember, again, go heat up your coffee. I want you to come back. Evan Saya joins us after the break. You don't want to miss it. You won't be able to keep up with either one of us. I'm telling you. I promise you. Right? You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can find out stations, times, places. We're like horse manure. We're all over the place. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, be involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion, yes, that's a real number, gazillion and three things that you can do up there on the website. You can also, you ready for this one? You skip one lunch. You don't even have to skip a half a lunch, all right? And buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, and you don't even know why, over the last 8 years, 9 years. The guys that hate the labels are the one that gave us the label. So why don't you read the book, find out why they don't mean anything, and that you scare the crap out of them, and that's a good thing. It's okay. So anyhow, always a pleasure to have my next guest with me when I can grab him. And I don't mean that physically, by the way. Yeah. Evan Sayet joins me. Yes, he does from time to time. We have a really good time. I have a good time when you're on anyhow. I don't know about you, but, you know, I have a really good time when you're on with me.
I think it's okay.
Oh, thank you so much. Evan joins me. Evan has he's an author of some book. I can't. Kate, the Garden of Eden. That's it. See that? How the Modern Liberal Thinks, and you know what? And why he's convinced ignorance is bliss. You know what? Any ignorant person is very. Ever notice that they walk around with that big smile on their face?
Yeah, I mean, look. I mean, Adam and Eve were in bliss. They were in Eden. They were in paradise. It's only when they acquired knowledge of the real world that they then had to do the things and make tough choices and deal with the realities of being a grown up. The same thing's true in kindergarten. You know, when the kindergarten child doesn't know anything yet about the real world, he's blissful. Unfortunately, as human beings, we then grow up, we learn more things, we learn the realities of the tragedies of the world, and suddenly we're still very happy. You know, I hate to quote Springsteen without putting it in context, but Springsteen has such a great line in this one song. He said, "Once I lived my life playing childish in a childish dream." He said, "One day those childish dreams must end to become a man and learn to dream again." Right? You don't lose your dreams by growing up. What happens is you have adult dreams, and they're actually better, more satisfying, more thrilling than the infantile dreams of the utopian liberal kindergarten world. But nonetheless, yeah, when you're young, when you don't know the real world, you can be blissful. When you enter the real world, you then have to make grown-up, difficult, by definition, not utopian choices.
Yeah, I wrote a piece recently about how hard it is to wean the left. Okay, we have been giving these people so many government entitlements for so long. They've actually become part of life, right? I mean, they've become part of your natural day of existing. You go down, you get your welfare check, and you go down to the community clinic, and I can make all these kind of little fun analogies, but here's the reality: is we've done that to people. We've done it to the point where they almost see it as, you know, the thing that the government gives them, the thing that they're entitled to on a daily basis. You've got Trump in here,
Joe,
now.
There's a reason that they're called entitlements.
Yes.
They're called entitlements because people now believe that they are entitled to things simply by having been born. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to earn it. They're not merit-based. I remember here in California, or maybe it was my hometown still in New York, but they tried to eliminate merit as a qualification for the merit scholarship program. Right, they had a scholarship set aside based on nothing other than merit, and then they voted to eliminate merit as a qualification for receiving this scholarship.
We're getting even more ludicrous. You know, they're talking about getting away some, getting rid of some of the honor degrees at the high school level because the kids graduating who didn't reach honors feel bad about not getting there. Okay, so
right, let me take you even more ludicrous than that.
Don't do
because
that to me.
There you're talking about children. So maybe there is an argument. I don't believe it. I don't buy it. These are already almost adults. But maybe there's an argument to protect the feelings of children. From the day the Academy Awards were invented, the TV show was invented, until maybe about 10 years ago, it was famous. It was their catchphrase. They said, "The envelope, please." They'd rip the envelope open, and they would announce, "And the winner is..."
Right.
About 10 years ago, they stopped doing that. They've eliminated winners. Now they say, "And the award goes to..."
Really? I didn't
because
notice
they
that.
Didn't want... Yep. And, you know, you could say, "Oh, those morons at the Academy Awards, oh, they're such schmucks." Except instantly they were followed by the Grammy Awards. They were followed by the Emmy Awards. They were followed by all of them. Now, all of them no longer say, "And the winner is..." It's now totally, "And the award goes to..." As if the four other nominees who the award didn't go to are sitting there going, well, thank God we didn't lose, huh? Like somehow they've been fooled by the stupidity of all of Hollywood.
Oh, God, you're not kidding. I mean, the way they approach these things sometimes and they think, you know what, they can't get above the level they're at. That's basically what it boils down to, right? I mean, it really is that they can't get above the level. These administrators, these people that run these, I call them the left loon bins.
Yep, it is virtually impossible for a liberal to become smarter, to change their belief system, because at the centerpiece, and you know this from my book, The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, the liberal is convinced that thinking is an act of bigotry, and therefore they're not going to be bigots, they're not going to think. Because anything you believe, anything I believe, it's based on prejudices. Things like the color of our skin, the nation of our ancestry, our height, our weight, our sex, our income, whatever. So the only way not to be a bigot is to never think at all. So it's not that the liberal doesn't know the facts. He knows the facts. He's just not allowed to employ them in a system of logic that leads to a truthful conclusion, because thinking is a hate crime.
You're right. You're right. Anything we think, we're gonna hit the time marks. So I don't want to get deep into this yet, but you know, I'm looking at what's going on with Gorsuch. You know, all of a sudden, the Democrats have found this righteousness in you know, when it comes to voting for a Supreme Court justice. All of a sudden, they've found the Constitution. Did you notice that too? They've used the word Constitution. I want to hit all these things with you on the other side of the break. All of a sudden, they found a budget. It, right? How are we going to get the money to rebuild the infrastructure? These things have never, right? These things have never been, they have locked up in a safe somewhere. They finally found after all these years, and now they're thinking that might be a good thing. But we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm sure you have much to say about that. I'm Joe Massini, your host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. Evan, say it's with me. You don't want to miss any of this. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I will not. Ignore the South. I can ignore Charlie Daniels. You can't do it. It's like sacrilegious for an American. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I want to get right to my guest. I always have such a good time when he's on the show with me. Evan Sayet joins me. He's a comedian and a conservative speaker, a commentator. Just, you know, he... And I'm not just saying this because he's on with me, because I say this about him when he's not on with me. I mean, he really has his hand on how the liberals think. He really has an as I always put it out there. But he's the author of The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, and Why He's Convinced That Ignorance is Bliss. Also, he has the distinction of having the Heritage Foundation's most viewed lecture. Again, Edmund, thanks for being... Did I get that one right? Did I get it right that time?
That's the way I like to say it. He has the most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation's history. History, their entire history. My little speech there about 10 years ago.
So I get a silver star.
Conservative world.
Right? Can I get a silver star at least? Yeah, I'll shoot for the gold later.
You know what? I stopped giving out stars. Well, everybody gets a star now.
That's right. No kidding, right? God bless America.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so everybody gets a start. You know what's funny is, and I try really not to talk about my kids in any public arena, but when my boy was 5 years old, he came home from school one day with a sad look on his face. And I said, "What's going on, Ben?" And he said, "Why did they give me this?" And he handed me an award for Best Student of the Week. And he knew he wasn't the best student that week. He knew he didn't. So the award did nothing to make him feel good about himself. He'd have to be stupid to think that in this week in which he did nothing particularly special, that he really was. In fact, and this put me in a very bad position, because I had two things I could do. I could lie and say, "Because you were the best student, yes, you were." Or I could say, "Because your teacher is a moron." All right? Your teacher, my 5-year-old son was smarter than his teacher, because the teacher thought this was going to fool him, but it didn't fool him. just like it didn't fool the losers at the Academy Award into thinking they didn't lose because the award only went to, instead of, and the winner is, as we discussed in the last segment. You know, and we began to talk in the last segment about why it is that liberals can't break out of their insanity. And it's because they would have to think in order to recognize that they're wrong, but the liberal sees thinking as an act of bigotry, a hate crime, and it's thinking that they avoid. You know, talking about the title of my book, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, he doesn't think, but there's thinking behind his refusal to think.
You're on to something. What was your name? April Ryan. She was the one that was in the press room when Spicer looked at her and asked her to stop shaking her head. When he was speaking, right? And you know, this kids, you know how those little tyrants, those little kids, when you're talking to them, you're shaking their hand like, no, you're wrong. Well, that's what she was doing. But because she was a black lady, right? It was a racist thing. Spicer would never do that to a white woman, right?
liberals don't really believe that. When liberals simply say what they say in order to advance their ideology. You know, you were talking, I think it was just before the break, about how suddenly they care about the Constitution. Why didn't they care about it before? Because they don't care about the Constitution. But at this moment, it's what they can say to try to get what they want. You know, when they scream about the environment or global warming, they don't believe that global warming is real. But that's their way of using the environment to cover up for their real goal, which is to further shackle Western civilization and industrialization to bring us back to a time when we all lived in the Garden of Eden.
And had horses and everything. Mm-hmm. but you're right. I mean, I'm looking at all this fighting that's going on. And you and I were talking. I said, all of a sudden they found the Constitution. All of a sudden they learned the definition of a budget, right? They're worried about where we're going to get all this money to rebuild the infrastructure, something that they want to do. And they don't know where the money's at. Hey, what about...
They don't want to rebuild the infrastructure. What they wanted to do was use money to direct it towards their ideological and their constituents and their friends. That's why Obama's $1 trillion stimulus program stimulated absolutely nothing. It went to Solyndra, that then went out of business, but his friends at Solyndra pocketed the money.
Mm-hmm.
So no, they don't want to rebuild the infrastructure in the slightest. But right now, when they were in power, they didn't care about the budget because they didn't want to be constrained from advancing their agenda. They didn't want, where would the money come from, constrain them. Now that they're out of power, they want to constrain us. So now the budget matters. It's not the budget that matters. It's trying to constrain Republicans from succeeding.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny. Your book's got a perfect title when you want to talk about Gorsuch and how right now they're looking at, hey, you guys wouldn't do our guys, so we're not going to do yours. We're not going to vote in yours. Why would we do that? You didn't do our... It's like a kindergarten playground argument with this.
But it's also a lie, Joe. But it's also a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Democrats would not vote on George Bush's judges because it was an election year. And so it was decided, hey, instead of us deciding who the judge will be, let's put it to the American people as part of the election. So they wouldn't, they set this precedent. Now, if we don't follow their precedent, they have an advantage. Every time they have a Democratic president, he has 8 years to appoint a Supreme Court judge, whereas if they play by their rules, we only have 7 years because when it's an election year, they're not going to vote on it. So we have two choices, play by their rules or play fair and lose, because this is the battle good always has against evil. Evil has no constraints, and so that gives them an advantage. And at some point along the way, you've got to violate your own purity or else you lose to evil. And I'll give you an example. In the Middle East, right, Jews do not want to kill children. Jews so desperately do not want to kill children. So you have the terrorists targeting the Jewish children and wrapping themselves in their own children. So now what do you do? Do you just let the terrorists walk in and kill your kids? I mean, you got to go kill that terrorist, and you might kill some children in doing it. You know, this might not be the perfect constitutional answer, but if we don't play by the same rules that they've established for themselves from time to time, then it's a given that we're going to lose.
Oh, yeah. You know, I always joke that in the Revolutionary War, the reason the British lost is because they were playing by the Marquess of Queensbury rules, and we were doing guerrilla warfare. And it's the same thing now. It's almost the opposite now, where, you know, we're trying to be the good and honest and American people, and these guys, they have no honesty. They're strapping bombs to children. Think about this. Daddy is strapping a bomb to a children so that at some point in time, Daddy can go have sex with 71 virgins. I got news for him. You know?
But this is something I don't know this is something that the god of the left, Saul Alinsky, recognized, and why he made one of the rules for radicals force the other side to live up to their values. Because since the Democrats have no values, if we are forced to live by our own constraints of goodness and righteousness and rightfulness, if we are forced to play by the rules, and they get to break every rule, and nothing is held sacred by them, and nothing is beyond the pale, everything is used at every moment as part of their war against Western civilization. Saul Alinsky recognized it. If they force us to play by our own values, they are going to win.
Yeah, I agree with you, and it's creating. Look, you've got what's her? Oh God, I know I was going to do this. You know, it's old age. I got to tell you, Susan Rice. So here she is, you know, coming into the picture again. She lied, you know, like a 17-year-old who got caught drinking first time around, and now she's back up there saying, "No, she never did this," and she never. And we've got proof. How are they going to deal with this, Evan? Are they just going to ignore it? Are they just going to shove it off?
Yeah, I mean, That's what they're going to do. They're going to ignore it the way they ignored Kermit Gosnell, biggest mass murderer in American history, and literally the news would not report about him because they were afraid that the truth would come out about the sick mindset of abortionists. They were afraid that they would lose one of their great money-making machines, the abortion industry.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I bet you even your own audience, half of them don't know the Kermit Gosnell story.
You're right.
And if and when it becomes known, it's only because of the perseverance and the doggedness of a couple of conservatives that we know.
Yep. Yeah. And I pound on that probably a couple times a month. I talk about the animal known as Gosnell because my outrage is, was there not, and I know this is painting with a broad brush, but was there not, and we'll hit this on the other side of the break, was there not one Democrat with a half a heart that would have come out and said, what this guy is doing is just pure evil, evil at its finest. Anyway, come Joe Messina, your host, more with them to say. You want to hear what he has to say? You got to come back. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
That's a perfect rejoin for this one. I'm Sherman Steen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I honestly do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I do have to say, though, it gives me hope, knowing that those listening here, just shows you how high your IQ is that you're with this program and not others that are out there. Anyway, always a pleasure to have my next guest with me. I always enjoy when he's on. Evan Sayed, he's a comedian, conservative speaker, all around good, solid conservative guy. Sayed's the author of The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks and Why He's Convinced That Ignorance is Bliss. Also, drumroll please, Heritage Foundation's most viewed, Heritage's Foundation's most viewed lecture history. I gotta go take an English class. I'll be back in an hour.
Okay, I'll take it. That's good enough. Let's, you asked just before the break, isn't there a single decent Democrat who, given the horrors of Gosnell, given that Kermit Gosnell is the single greatest mass murderer in American history, isn't there a single decent Democrat who would say, you know, this is beyond the pale, this is something that needs to be reported, this is something that needs to be stopped? And the answer is no. The answer is, if there had been a decent Democrat, they've already lost in the primaries. They've already been destroyed by their own party, the corrupt people at the Democratic National Committee. You know, and no, there is nobody left in the Democratic Party that isn't evil, isn't willing to countenance evil for the advancement of their own agenda.
You know, I look at both parties, I look at how they go, and I look at the Democrat Party, and I said, they have learned absolutely, not that the Republicans have learned so much, but they have learned absolutely nothing. When you put, look at their new DNC chair, right? Look at Ellison as the vice chair. They're still relying on people like Schumer, and God bless, long live Nancy Pelosi, because as long as she's in power in the Dem Party, we will never be outvoted. You know what I'm saying? But they're going further left, Evan. They really believe that they weren't left enough.
Yeah. They're doubling down. Well, they have two choices. You know, they can double down, or they can grow up, become decent human beings, and join the Republican Party. You know, there is...
Now, you're really looking for a miracle, aren't you there, buddy? Aren't you?
Well, but you know what? It happens. There's a point that I'm about to make in an article I'm writing, which is that you and I and every one of your listeners can name 10, 20, maybe 30 people we know who were liberals, who as they matured, as they learned more facts, as they experienced more in the real world, became conservatives. At the same time, I'm hard-pressed to name one person, even one, who was a conservative, and as they learned more, as they experienced more, as they matured, as they got wiser, said, you know what, conservatism is wrong, liberalism is right. I don't know anybody who grew up to become a liberal. And there's a reason for that, because once you grow up, you become conservative. You become a Republican. The problem is the people who never grow up. And the interesting thing about them, and this is the point of what I'm writing, they overwhelmingly tend to fall into a category of job, of occupation, where they don't do anything, where everything they do is pure talk. So you have the college professor who lectures. You have the actor who pretends to be a soldier. You know, it's funny. The actor who pretends to be a soldier votes Democrat. The soldier votes Republican. The Elizabeth Warren, the academic who lectures about business, votes Democrat. The businessman votes Republican.
Yeah, you may get,
the journalist who writes a report about policemen votes Democrat. The policeman votes Republican.
You're right. Now, listen, I always joke with people and I say, I don't understand something. Why do you listen to actors? They lie for a living. They get paid to be somebody else. How do you justify that in your head? They put their pants on the same way. What, is it because they have money? Is that what really, or is he just love the way they look?
I don't
confused.
Know how many people are really fooled by actors. On the last day when Hillary finally recognized that she was probably going to lose Pennsylvania, they had a big event on the steps of Liberty Hall.
I know.
And there was Bon Jovi, and there was Springsteen, and there was Lena Dunham, or whomever. All these big celebrity names, all of them were out there. Rock. She still lost Pennsylvania. You know, at the end of the day, one thing we have to remind ourselves, and it's stunning given how much they own. They own the news media, they own the schools, they own the universities, they own the entertainment industry, and yet we have the White House, we will have the Supreme Court, we have the House of Representatives, we have the United States Senate, we've got the governorships, we've got the state legislatures. You know,
oh, yeah.
So at the end of the day, yeah, we have to keep fighting their lies and their evil. But at the end of the day, do take some solace in the fact that even with all of their disgusting ways and all of their power, we still keep winning elections.
Yeah. Oh, hey, look, I'm excited about that. I heard there was an audio tape of a Democrat senator that was talking about Gorsuch and said, look, This is a bad move on our part. If we let them do this, if we let them go with the 51 and don't work with them, at least on this one, there could be two more. And if there's two more, they will have that Supreme Court locked up for 50 years. This is a bad move. And I'm sure she got relieved of every one of her committee assignments the next day when it came out.
But
you know?
one thing that is true of children, and therefore because it's true of children, it's true of Democrats, is they don't think about the future. Children don't think about consequences, which is why, you know, they'll climb up to the top of this and jump off, and you have to be there as a grown-up. Liberals don't consider consequences. This is why they love the health care bill, but does it work? Well, they never really thought about that. they don't think about consequences, and everything is instant gratification, just like with a small child. And so Gorsuch is then. And by the way, when they stifled Bush's picks,
They didn't think one day
maybe Republicans would be back in power. They didn't think, what happens if we no longer have the majority in the House? What happens if they just don't think about tomorrow?
No.
Which, by the way, is exactly why Bill Clinton chose as his theme song, Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow, because it's exactly the opposite. It's also why John Kerry chose as his theme song, No Retreat, No Surrender. This is a guy who ran away when he was needed in Vietnam. To address their known weaknesses, they choose a theme song that is exactly the opposite of the truth.
I know it makes for bad radio, but I agree with almost everything you just said. I mean, look, I don't know how... if you listen to Nancy Pelosi speak, and a lot of the other Dems, have you heard the word, when was the last time you heard the word blue-collar worker? They don't call them that anymore, because they've lost them. And there's a certain bit of credibility when you talk about that blue-collar worker. Now you know what they're calling them? Low-information voters. So
right.
It's almost
they're retaliating against uneducated white men. Because men are... Hillary may have been impolitic in her choice of words and saying it when she called this all deplorable. She was honest, and that's how Democrats see people with jobs. They see people with jobs as people who are bitter and who cling to their bigotries, including antipathy for people who are different than they are. That's what Barack Obama said, that anybody who has a job, basically... That's what they're talking about. They're talking about people in flyover country. They're talking about coal miners and steel workers and people who work in the oil fields and people who build pipelines. They're talking about people with jobs. Democrats despise people who have jobs.
Yeah, I often wonder, because, you know, I grew up, you know where I grew up, and you grew up on the East Coast, too, and very heavy Dem union influence. And I often wonder, those people sitting at the tables that have been Democrats all their lives, union workers all their lives, are sitting there thinking, they've had to come to the grip of the reality that my party left me. They no longer stand for me. They're sending jobs overseas. They don't care about me anymore. That's got to be one hellacious divorce going on.
Yeah, it's gotta be painful, especially because so many Democrats put their own self into their beliefs. They are Democrats. Some of us vote Republican, but they are Democrats. You know, they are liberals. And when you come to that moment where you decide, oh my gosh, liberals suck.
I met with 8 Dem mothers that have little children. It had to do with an education issue that I'm working with them on. And they said, I don't know what to do anymore. I mean, I want to say, I'm there in an official capacity. I want to reach over and go, then change parties. But we don't know what to do anymore. Our party has left us. And especially here in California, they're shoving all this stuff down our throats when it has to do with parenting. And we don't know what to do. And I felt like saying, leave the party. If you leave, you will send a message if enough of you go. But, you know, again, in my capacity, I couldn't do that.
All things Evan Sayet are at evansayet.com. EvanSSAmAyet.com. And if there's anybody out there who has a group or an organization, I have a new talk I'm working on, which means I need to go out and deliver this talk to make it better and better and better. And so I will lower my fees. just to come speak to your group. So contact me at evansayit.com.
If I lower my fees anymore, I'll go broke because I have to pay them to show up. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Always enjoy Evan Say It. And really do go over to evansayit.com. Check out his website. Get his book. You know, I've got some great writing up there. Okay, we got to go for a break. But here's the deal. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, there's another couple of minutes to this. You're going to love it. You want to head up to the website, therealside.com, after the show, and on the podcast for tonight, the full length will be up there. I guarantee it. I promise you. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website. Watch live. Listen live. Take the poll. I do appreciate your time with me. Don't go far.